At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The child tax credit, much debated before Congress, debated right now. I learned from Veronique de Rigi of the Mercatus Center, the child tax credit dates from the late 20th century, the Clinton administration, the 1997 Taxpayer Relief Act. The puzzle about the child tax credit has to do with the facts right now. There's an article in the New York Times in these last hours saying that more families have slipped underneath the poverty limit in these last years and that we're going in the wrong direction. Perhaps that because the checks from the pandemic have stopped. Perhaps that's also that the child tax credit does not give families a leg out of poverty. However, that's a mystery. Veronique, a very good evening to you. What explains why transfer payments, very generous transfer payments per child for one-parent families or two-parent families, and I read that there are additional programs in 15 states of the union, including New York. Why does that not help families out of poverty? Why are we going in the wrong direction? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, it's not for lack of spending money, right? One of the things that's interesting about the child tax credit's history, at least, is that it really only started as a tax cut for working families with children. Basically, it was to alleviate the tax burden. It started with $500 per kid for working families. And it was just a credit. So you had to have to pay income tax to be a beneficiary. And the way it evolved was that more and more, as it always is the case, there was a slippery slope. And not only was the credit increased under the Bush years to $1,000, but it also became refundable. Actually, I think this may have been under the Trump years. And it meant that if you didn't have a tax liability, you would still be able to reclaim a portion of the credit. So basically in the form of government spending. And as you said, so there's no doubt, right? If you're a family with children and a lot of children, it's you're all better off either if you get cash from the government or if your taxes are lower. The problem is this tax credit is on top of all sorts of other tax credits and also cash payment like SNAP, like the food stamps. And they earn income tax credit, that's at the federal level. And then there are many other welfare programs. There's roughly 80 different type of programs, many of them benefiting families and also at the state level. The problem is it's not that the payment doesn't actually make the life of the family, especially poor family, better. When they get it, the problem is sometimes it creates disincentive to work and disincentive to marry. And sometimes they're significant enough that actually people get stuck in a cycle of poverty. And we learn in the 90s that the best way out of poverty for parents and for children is to have a job. And unfortunately, there's a dynamic created by these good intention and the growth in these benefits that sometimes create disincentives.
We must do numbers. Wyden-Smith expansion of the child tax credit. Three children, a single parent earning $15,000 annually would get $11,244 for the SNAP program, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, $6,750 for the Earned Income Tax Credit, EITC, $5,400 in child tax credit money. That adds up to a little more than $37,000. I'm following your reporting.
Yeah,
there are other benefits, but that's what we're concentrating on
at the federal level. That's three convenient ones to look at. Yes.
And that adds up to 37,000. If that same mom with three children works earnings nearly tripled to 40,000, she went from 15 to 40,000, she'd take home some 5,000, only some 5,000 more. Indeed, making more than 39,000 means losing all of SNAP and some EITC. Does the Senate know this? Do the Wyden-Smith tax writers know this before they go forward?
I don't know if they know it. But so here are some of the things that is actually pretty good in the system we have. With the exception of food stamps, right, which are very generous for a family of four, is roughly $11,000. There's no work requirement for SNAP, but for the rest, there are some work requirements. So you won't be able to touch to get anything until you make at least some level of income. And then for every dollar past that minimum level of income, your benefits increase, right? So the system still has built in some degree of work incentives, again, with the exception of SNAP. The problem that you describe in the example is that while it creates an incentive to work a little, it actually creates massive disincentive to work much more. Because when you only make $15,000, then you can reach roughly above $37,000 with just these three programs. And if you wanted to actually get $40,000 just from your work, which you're guaranteed, right? You're improving your skills. You're active in the labor force. This is probably going to open the door for better jobs going forward. Honestly, in terms of revenue of income that you keep home, it's just not that big of a jump because you're losing so much revenue, and that's the problem. You can't blame people for saying, you know what, it's just a lot of work, but really not kind of making much more money, especially when you have three kids. This is an example for three kids, and the reason is that the SNAP numbers were for a family of four. So the system that we have is very generous for low income family. And it does have some incentive to work, and that's a good thing. But the real difficulty and the real problem is that people tend to be stuck where they are because of all these cliffs that take place.
Boeing. We've not talked of Boeing for some time. It's in the news all the time. Headlines today. You've written cogently over the years that Boeing is a welfare client of the United States government and has been since the early 20th century, I believe. In any event, Boeing 737 MAX official is out as questions linger on mishap. This has to do with the door that fell off a plane in Hawaii. Is there any indication that Boeing is learning from this, or is it still the nightmare you've written about?
Well, so it really hasn't learned from anything. Let's remember that the bolt, not putting the bolt in the door, actually didn't result in anyone dying, when actually they had problems that they had real problem with their MAX, right? With the MAX, where there were two plane crashes that actually really, where a lot of people died. And what Boeing did is that it scapegoated, I don't know if you remember, it scapegoated a guy, I can't remember who he was, from Boeing, for these deaths. And of course, I mean, the jury acquitted him because it saw through all of it. So
30 seconds, Veronique.
It went through all of this, and then it did not change anything. In fact, it kind of continued in that reckless path.
Veronique DeRougie, I look forward to more Boeing conversations in future. I'm John Bass.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.